This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Any momentum to reach a budget deal in the House was lost on Monday. The body was set to vote on key tax and budget measures that had finally made it out of committee. But Speaker of the House Taylor Barra told members he didn't think the bills could pass the full House.
Most of them take two-thirds votes, and I think we don't have that confidence today.
A handful of Republicans don't support raising taxes at all, so Barra needs Democrat support to pass a temporary tax increase. But he's getting pushback from the Legislative Black Caucus, who say a sales tax increase disproportionately impacts low-income residents. Representative Ted James and other members of the Black Caucus met with Barra earlier in the day to express their concerns.
We recognize that we cannot cut our way out of this, but we are not going to solve the problems that we created by asking the poor and the working poor to bail us out.
The caucus agrees with Democratic Representative Walt Leger, who says revenue should be raised by making changes to income taxes.
Something that will be a stable source of revenue that grows with the economy and that provides adequate revenues to be able to fund priorities.
With a handful of bills on the table, Barra wants a better idea of what Governor Edwards would support.
I'm just asking that there be a little bit clearer direction from the governor.
Edwards says he's open to a new sales tax rate, but only if it's permanent. The governor says he's committed to reaching a bipartisan solution, but the lack of movement in the House is frustrating.
We ought to be sitting here today figuring out how do we maintain this momentum and get this process to a conclusion.
The House is getting back to work on Wednesday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.